For a second time in about a month, thieves have forced the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, to dip into its coffers to further secure its community emergency response supplies. An October 25 SCRD press release detailed that sometime over the previous weeks, emergency program storage lockers located in the Gibsons area were breached and materials removed. According to that statement, included in the stolen items are first aid kits, blankets, hockey bags, waterproof wheeled storage cases, and blow-up mattresses. It also detailed that bright orange emergency support services vests, which have a blue logo on the back of them, were taken. In the release, Sunshine Coast RCMP Detachment CST. Karen Whitby stated that the vests involved are quite unique. She encouraged anyone with information on the missing items to contact Sunshine Coast RCMP at 604-885-2266 and quote file number 2023-7705. Perhaps you have seen these items offered for sale online, or you may have seen them in the community. If you have, then please contact police, she said. Regional Emergency Management Coordinator Nancy Hughes commented, "It takes a considerable amount of work to put together these kits so that we are ready in times of crisis. It's beyond disappointing that anyone would break into these lockers and steal items that are there to help and support our community should an emergency occur." The regional district placed the value of the goods removed in the thousands of dollars in the release. It stated it has taken steps to bolster the security of the lockers and is seeking the public's assistance to have the items returned. This event followed a break-in and theft of fuel from SCRD's XWESAM, Roberts Creek Volunteer Fire Department site, suspected to have occurred on the evening of September 15, which also led to undisclosed spending on upgrades of location security. Another incident affecting community emergency services occurred in the overnight hours of October 20 and 21, when two 100-foot electrical cables were stolen from the vehicles parked at the Sea Shelt Emergency Health Services Station.